Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode number 164 of the Chris Rose Rotation, a production of John Boy Media. Today, we are joined by the guy who's got the best nickname going in the show, the Big Dumper, Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners. What's up, Cal? How are you, man?
Doing well. How you doing?
Good. Where do you spend your off seasons? Let's start with the easy stuff.
Right now, I'm in Colowey, North Carolina. My family lives up here and just enjoying some downtime with them.
Okay. So that's where we spend Thanksgiving, right?
Thanksgiving, Christmas, and, you know, a little bit of time after that. And I roll down to Arizona for camp.
Okay. So are you a big Thanksgiving Day holiday eatery person sort of guy? Like, is this your favorite holiday to get together with the family?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy Thanksgiving and Christmas. So sometimes my birthday lands on Thanksgiving. So it's coming up. It's this Saturday. So it's on the 26th.
Is it good to have, because my late father had a birthday that was November 28th. So there would be some years that it would coincide with Thanksgiving. He was at the point of his life where he didn't care about having it be a big deal for his, but as a younger kid, when you have to share your birthday with the Thanksgiving Day turkey, doesn't that kind of suck?
I think when you're younger, yeah, kind of, you know, you want it to all be all about you, but, and you know, as I've grown older, it's kind of nice, you know, having great meals on birthdays and, having to be on holidays, that way I don't have to go to school, or, you know, I don't worry about, you know, just a normal day.
Yeah. All right. So are you in your childhood home?
I am.
Oh God. So do you stay in your childhood bed and everything?
Yeah. When I come back home, I stay there. I know it's kind of lame, but I still got a lot.
No. that's cool. This isn't your room, right?
No, this is kind of our, I guess it was our playroom or whatever. It's kind of got a bunch of baseball stuff in here, and there's a TV. It's where I used to play video games and hang out with my buddies in high school and stuff. So,
okay. This is where we had the parties that we didn't tell the parents about, right?
Exactly.
Okay, good. What do we have in there that would interest baseball fans?
We got some pennants up here. I got this Cal Ripken poster right here. I was named after him. And,
okay.
So it's kind of a makeshift little area. You know, I didn't really have a place to do this. So I got TV over there. I got some bats on the wall and just some random stuff throughout. I got the Ichiro bobblehead over there, King Griffey bobblehead. So,
did you have those from your childhood, or are those?
No, those
are from courtesy of your Mariners days.
Yeah, I've accumulated those from you know, the past couple of years. We got JP one, and you know, we got random. We're a big baseball family, so we got random baseball stuff everywhere. We got balls right here, just balls everywhere. So,
I mean, does that baseball have any sort of importance to you? Is that like a first hit, a first home run?
No, it's just a random basket of balls right here. I have no idea. Just sitting here, and we got those. I got the important ones upstairs, so we put that in our man cave. My dad has. Right,
so what do we have? We have first hit, right?
First hit. We got first RBI. We got the home run ball there that sent us to the playoffs. And I believe we got the home run hitting the wild card game against Toronto, because it didn't go in the stands. It landed in our coastal bullpen. And I got the ball when we got the final out to go to Omaha when I went to Florida State. So,
oh, that's not bad.
Yeah,
that's a good one. How did you get the home run ball that sent you guys to the playoffs for the first time in 21 years?
So it wasn't planned. I had talked to our clubby, and he had mentioned to me that if I hit one more home run, I would break the Mariners single season home runs for a catcher in a year. So I was like, oh, that'd be cool to have that ball. And obviously, you know, I hit the home run, and that was obviously the home run to put us in the playoffs, which makes it a lot cooler, but also put me, you know, the most home runs by a catcher. And they ended up bringing the kid down, and I met him. It was his first ever ball game. And I guess he'd never been before. Him and his family were there, and he got to come on the field with us and celebrate and watch the fireworks. And he gave me the ball, and of course, I gave him some stuff back, and it was a really cool moment.
What'd you do? Sign a jersey for him?
Yeah, I gave him a bat. I gave him a ball. I still want to reach out to him, and you know, I want to give him some tickets for next year, and I still owe him some for that. So,
dude, that kid. I mean, that's his first game, and he catches the home run ball that sends the Mariners to the playoffs for the first time in more than two decades. I mean, that's some show shit right there.
That was cool. that's a cool way to do it.
I have never caught a home run ball. I have never caught a foul ball in the thousands of games that I've gone to. I've never caught one.
Same. I never caught one either.
Who'd you grow up a fan of? Probably the Braves in North Carolina, right?
I was a big Red Sox fan.
Ooh.
Yeah, diehard Red Sox fan. My dad's from the Northeast. He's from Vermont, and he played in their farm system for a little bit.
Oh.
Where he got hurt, and we grew up diehard Sox fans. So Poppy, Manny Ramirez, Jason Veritek, Garcia Parra, all those guys were my heroes growing up. So
you better say my guy Millar, or I won't hear the end of this.
Hey, he was awesome too. He was amazing, especially in that run they had when they four games in a row off the Yankees. So I love that little documentary they have about it. I've watched that probably about five times.
Well, wait a second. How old are you? Or you're about to turn what? 25?
26 on Saturday.
Okay, 26. So, I mean, you would have been just a little kid when they snapped the curse in 04.
I believe I was 8 or 9.
Yeah. So I
remember like it was yesterday.
Yeah, old enough to remember.
Old enough to remember, but still pretty young.
Yeah. And so then you cheer for him in 07 when my buddy Mikey Lowell ends up winning the World Series MVP and they sweep the Rockies. And then in 2013, you're probably a high schooler then.
I was in high school.
Okay, so you're really digging it. You're like, oh my God, I don't know what all these people are talking about with a curse. I have nothing but World Series wins.
I know, I got lucky. I got to see three. I've seen four of them now, but it's been, you know, growing up, I was diehard, so it was super cool to see. And obviously when they broke the curse, it was like, you know, it's crazy. It's like when the Cubs broke the curse too. So
yeah, don't mention that to a Cleveland guy here, please. Thank you. Thank you. So when you go and step in the batter's box for the first time at Fenway Park, did you have to kind of take a deep breath and look around and be like, holy shit, I cannot believe this?
I did. There was something a little bit different about stepping in there than stepping in, other places. Obviously it's amazing and, you know, I wouldn't trade for anything, but stepping into Fenway was really surreal. And I had a ton of family members there as well. So it was a cool moment.
Hey, more of the Chris Rose rotation is coming your way. But first, we know that the trading card business has come full circle. Over the last several years, it has become big time business. And CSG is an expert and impartial third party authentication and grading service for sports cards. After grading, the sports cards are encapsulated in an archival, durable, and crystal clear CSG holder that protects and preserves. In fact, every CSG certified sports card is backed by the CSG guarantee of authenticity and grade, which is the strongest in the entire industry. Collectors know that they can buy and sell with peace of mind when a card is in a CSG holder because its authenticity and condition are guaranteed. And right now, prices are 20% off for grading. Promo code gets you $15 off your yearly membership. It all expires at the end of this year, so December 31st of 2022. Grade your sports cards with CSG. Get $15 off yearly memberships with the promo code ROSE at csgcards.com. Where'd you get the nickname, the Big Dumper?
So, Jared Kelenic. We went up to the minors together, and, you know, he'd always, you know, talk about my butt and how big it was. But he never called me Big Dumper. And he gets, you know, I get called up to the show, and he tweets out Big Dumper to the show or Big Dumper something. And people, you know, my first year in 2021, you know, I didn't have the best, you know, first year, and I was just kind of there. So nobody really, you know, kind of stuck around. People said something, but this year in 2022, it started to take off when we started, you know, winning games and things started rolling, and felt like, I don't know, just people kept saying it and I guess they love it. So.
Okay. At some point that gets back to, the parents of the Big Dumper. How's that conversation go?
It's funny. I mean, actually, I got a card yesterday in the mail, and it was addressed to Big Dumper. It wasn't addressed to Cal Raleigh. So I looked at the mail, and I showed it to my mom, and she's like, ugh. And she, you know, I always say it's not, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world to have a nickname. I'd rather have some nickname than no nickname. So, but we've embraced it. It's funny. I enjoy it.
Well, here in the Rose family, you know, my wife is like petite. She's in perfect shape, Pilates instructor. And if you've ever seen me in person, I've got like the dad body. When I worked with Deion Sanders, he said, Rosie, you and John Smoltz have the biggest butts of anybody I've ever either played with or worked with. So we are fellow Big Dumper.
Big Dumper.
I guess there's an advantage to it, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world. You know?
Yeah.
You got, I don't even know what to say. I'm going to be honest with you. It could be a lot worse.
Well, yeah, because there's a power source to it for you guys in the sports world. Like my youngest son, who's a pitcher, right. He's got a big ass. So he's got, you know, good power from there, both hitting and pitching wise. Man. Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing.
The only downfall is when you're trying to find pants to fit you, and just, you know, it's
a real problem. It's a real problem.
Thank goodness they make stretchy stuff though. You know?
Yeah.
Everything's stretchy now. So it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, our friends over at Muggsy, they'll hook you up, man. Those things stretch with you. You should sign an endorsement deal with them and come out with the Big Dumper line.
I'd love it. I need all the help I can get. So
if you were still at Florida State to capitalize on the NIL money,
I know.
You should have had Big Dumper tattooed on the, you know, or stitched on the back of the Seminoles pants, baseball pants.
I know. I went to college too early. No NIL deals when I was there, so I missed out.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, we can still work on it for next year. If they do not have a Big Dumper bobblehead next year, I'm going to be pissed off. I got to be honest with you.
I heard somebody said, they came up with the idea. They're like, what if they came up with a Big Dumper bobblehead instead of your head shaking, they have your butt shaking? Yeah, that'd be... I was like, that's too much. I was like, that's ridiculous.
No, I'm in.
I mean, it'd be hilarious. It'd be great. I mean,
they've come up with some creative ones. Where's the oh yeah, they had this back when King Felix was pitching and they called him Larry Bernandez, and they had the kind of the funky glasses and the funny hair and the whole shtick going.
Yeah, I saw they had made a commercial about that too.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that if there's an organization that is on top of it marketing wise, the Mariners have always been kind of a step ahead. So I think we heard it here first. We expect a Big Dumper bobblehead of you running around the bases with your hands in the air after hitting the walk-off homer, but the ass has to shake.
That'd be something else. That'd be great, honestly. It'd be first of its kind, bro. So
yeah, there's got to be a first. Let's get to that special moment. And I know I'm going to make you smile because – I mean, I know you've seen the shot. I don't know if you've heard the Dave Sims call, but let's read it anyway.
The pitch from Acevedo. A drive deep to right field. Down the line. The Mariners win this game 2-1. The dream lives. They're going to the playoffs. The drought is over. Cal Raleigh. Wow. Hey now. Hey now. Hey now.
You get goosies?
I do. I get a little excited watching that. So it's really cool.
They cut away from you right as you were about to put your hands on your head. Do you even remember what you were thinking?
I got to see because there are tons of angles, you know, T-Mobile has tons of cameras and everything. So I got to see the angles, and I remember, you know, going down first base and just being like seeing everybody in our dugout just on the field. And I was like, oh my God, like that just happened. And obviously rounded first, and then I see the whole crowd, and I'm like, oh my God. And, you know, I put the hands on the head, and I think I said something I shouldn't have said, but it, it was such a rush, and I really couldn't believe it, honestly.
What'd you say? We're allowed to swear here. What'd you say?
Yeah. I said, holy fuck. So yeah, that came out, and, I saw some videos where they put it, they caption it at the bottom or whatever when I say it. And I think it might have been, I don't know if it's John Boy or not, but I know he did the, he did the breakdown. I thought that was really cool because I love the breakdowns. I think they're great, and I'll always watch all of them.
Yeah, no, he does a fantastic job. There's no question about it. What is the best story you've got from either like a fan approaching you afterward for the, you know, the joy over the home run, or just a Mariners fan talking to you about the whole situation and the ride that you guys had?
I don't know. There's a bunch of them. You know, I had a lot of people come up to me, and it's no longer, you know, hey, Cal, or it's hey, Dumper, or Big Dumper, or Dumpy, or I'm just like, so I think that's kind of funny. That's how I'm known. And I see the, you know, the classroom. I think that was really cool when they started chanting Dumper, Big Dumper, or whatever. And when they did that, that was really cool. And I got to actually go visit them and talk to them. And they had nice little, they had things. Their teacher was, he's a huge Seattle sports fan. So he has, you know, football, the Seahawks, he's got Supersonics, Mariners stuff all over the place. And they made a little dump truck that had big Dumper on it, put my face on it. And they had a bunch of posters, and it was great.
Yeah. For people that did not see the clip, here is a school up there in Washington area, enjoying Big Dumper doing his thing against the Blue Jays. Yeah, my favorite is the kid. Like, there's a lot of kids wearing hats and jerseys. There's kid who's head to toe full uni baseball pants at school.
He went all out, and a lot of them did. They had some pants on. They had hats, jerseys. I saw some kid gritting right there, and I think it's kind of funny. If you look in the video, you can kind of see the background in the back left. You can see like the little girls in the class who are probably just, they don't care about the game, or they're probably just hanging out back there doing something else. But it was awesome to see those guys, and I got to go talk to them, and they asked great questions. So,
dude, that is so awesome that you went to their classroom. I mean, I never had a major leaguer come and talk to me in school ever. Like, did you have that when you were growing up?
No, there's not a lot of major leaguers around here. So I didn't, you know, I just remember, you know, even if a high school kid came to my class, I thought it was really cool. Or maybe a middle school kid who would come help us, like, you know, you have those little programs and they help you read or help you with math. And that was always really cool. So I couldn't imagine, you know, having a big leaguer or anything like that come to my class.
Yeah, that's awesome. So much fun. Well, today's edition of the Chris Rose Rotation is sponsored by BetterHelp Therapy Online. I've told you this countless times. I have been in therapy on and off ever since I was a little kid. There wasn't a specific incident that happened. It's just my parents always felt like talking about what's going on in your life was a great tool to have in your bag. And I firmly believe it. I believe it with my kids and my family and myself, going on now into my 50s. And I'll tell you, if you're stuck at some point in your life, or you just don't have somebody that you can confide in and can help untangle the web that is crazy in this world, then BetterHelp Therapy is the way to go. This is done online. You don't have to go anywhere. You'll have a meeting. You'll be matched up. And these are therapists that are fully professionally licensed and vetted as well. They have helped millions and millions of people. In fact, you can learn more. You can save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/rotation. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/rotation. You're going to get 10% off of your first month. It's really important. It is a sign of strength. I think for decades, for whatever reason, therapy was seen as a sign of weakness. Like, oh my God, what's wrong with that person? Thankfully, I think over the last decade, we have fully embraced the therapy profession. And so if you need help getting out your feelings, something you've dealt with in the past, things that scare you a little bit or give you anxiety in the future or in the present, then the time is now to go get BetterHelp Therapy Online. I promise you that you will feel good about that decision. If for whatever reason you don't match up with the therapist the first time, no problem, no ill will, no hard feelings. You will get matched up with somebody who will fit your personality best. So I want you to go out and do this, particularly during the holiday season. We know that people deal with a lot of difficult things and feelings. So go get the help you need. It is betterhelp.com/rose to get 10% off of your first month. So you were a Red Sox fan growing up, but you end up going to Florida State. How's that happen?
Well, I my dad and my uncle played for Coach Leggett at Western Carolina University, which is in Cullowhee, where I live. And he was at Clemson for a long time. I was supposed to go there, but when he left Clemson, I ended up kind of opening back up, and I went down for a visit, fell in love with the place in Tallahassee, Florida. And, you know, obviously getting to play for Mike Martin, who was the winningest coach of all time, you know, in any sport, was a lot of fun. And, you know, I enjoyed that a lot.
Did they suck in football when you were there like they do now? Or
no, they're getting better.
Okay.
We're getting better. We're like 16 right now. We're sneaky good. Everybody's kind of written us off because the past couple of years have been tough, but
it has been tough.
No, they won an Orange Bowl when I was there. They had Dalvin Cook, and they had a couple good years, but it was kind of the start of the kind of trend downwards. And you know, it wasn't like it was in 13 when they won the national championship. So, but they're starting to come back, I believe, in Norvell.
Okay. All right. Getting there, kind of.
We're slowly but surely. It's high expectations there.
That's true. That is true. When you go to Florida State and you're a catcher, do you get to chat with Buster Posey or not?
I've got to see him before. I've never got to chat with him. I would love to. He obviously is, you know, top tier. So, you know, with what he did at Florida State and then what he did professionally, you know, winning 3 championships, MVP, that's kind of the mecca of catchers there. So I'd love to get to chat with him. Hopefully, you know, in the near future, I can get with him and just kind of pick his brain. I'd love to do that.
Well, for people that forget, he also, he was like, I think their closer, like he threw 94 coming out of the pen and he played all 9 positions, I think, in 1 game. You didn't try to pull that off, did you?
No. I stayed behind the plate. So I couldn't really pitch. I was a sidearm pitcher in high school. I would do that. And I could not throw. I don't think I could pump 94 like he did 96.
Sidearm. See, this is what you should be. Sidearm catcher. Let's start a trend.
I mean, anytime I have a bunt or anything, I usually try to go sidearm over, you know, throwing over the top. So it was always, I played a lot of third. So I would always work on those slow rollers. And, you know, when you're a kid, you love throwing sidearm. You don't want to throw over the top. It's kind of lame. So,
right.
Work on throwing sidearm, and then
way cooler. You know,
yeah. We were in a pickle, and we were in like a tournament in Georgia, and we had no one left to pitch because, you know, they got innings limits and everything.
Yeah.
And, our coach was like, hey, just, I need you to just go out there and I just need you to throw strikes. And I just need you to throw about 75% because I don't want to, you know, I don't want you to, you know, do anything or mess anything up. And I did it and it kind of worked out. And I became a sidearm specialist.
Oh, I like that. You're the next Joe Smith.
I love Joe. He's the best.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You had a chance to catch him.
Yeah. He was awesome. I tell you what, one of the most complicated signs. Back when you didn't have the pitch comm, the most complicated sign systems. So I had to work with.
Why is that?
He was just, you know, when you know, because you had guys picking signs and you're putting down, you know, certain ones. And right. You know, he was really conscious about that. And some guys are, you know, super conscious about it. Some guys aren't at the time. And he was very, very in tune with that. And he knew what he wanted to do. And it was always interesting.
Yeah, good dude. Good buddy of mine. And he and Allie LaForce just welcomed a baby into the world. So congratulations to them, which is kind of cool.
Super jacked for them.
All right. So what do you do in the off season? What's the Cal Raleigh? I get it. We're going to train. We're going to get ready, try and get, you know, better for 2023. I understand. But so now what?
Well, usually I'd be golfing, but I had surgery on my thumb. So I had to get surgery, and so it's kind of put me out in the golf game, unfortunately. But I've had a lot of weddings here this past couple of weeks, so I got another one coming up. I'm at that age where everybody's getting married, so been doing that, been just enjoying time with my family. I got 3 younger siblings, so I'm the oldest of 4. I got a 12-year-old brother, I got a 17-year-old sister, and a 24-year-old sister. So
that is the 12-year-old brother, is he a baseball?
Oh yeah, he's a switch hitting catcher, and he's so we got him rolling on it. And He's in basketball right now, though. So basketball just started. So he played his first game the other day.
Good. They got to play other sports. Got to play multiple sports.
Have to. I think it's good for young athletes to play multiple sports. It's good for you.
Yeah. I mean, not only does it help you develop your skills and everything else, God forbid you actually have fun outside of the one sport you may excel at. Like, too many schools are having these kids know their focus. Like, well, by freshman year, you have to figure out what you want. No, you don't. What if you want to go have fun with your friends and you're not the best player on the basketball team because football is your best sport or baseball is your best sport? Like, who cares? Go have fun.
I think it's great. I think it's great to have fun. I think it's great to learn how to compete in other things, you know.
Yes.
You know, baseball, basketball, football, I don't know, chess. And just learn how to do that and enjoying yourself. And I think that's a big deal.
All right. You picked chess for a reason. Are you a chess master?
Not a chess master. Oh. I wish I was. I need to learn.
What's your obviously you're a gamer. You told me that. You're a golfer. What's your one other talent that we don't know about?
Boy.
Or did we cover them all?
I don't have many outside of baseball, I guess. I've really gotten to golf since I've been in pro ball. So I've really enjoyed that. I do a little bit of hunting in the off season. Besides that.
That's plenty.
Not much. I just enjoy hanging out with the family, really.
I like that.
So
I'm digging that. It's particularly when you're the oldest sibling. There's something special to that.
Like it keeps it interesting for sure, especially when you know your brother's 12 and you're 26, 25, and it's a big gap. So
yeah. Well, you have to know, like, I was the youngest of four, and my sister was a senior in high school when I was born. So it's, you know, it's an even bigger gap. And I always thought that my older siblings, my sister and my oldest brother, you're always looking at them like they're gods. And then when they're a major leaguer on top of it, I mean, your little bro is just, it's a big deal.
Yeah, he likes when I come home because he gets to raid all my stuff. And, you know, like I say, he's a big baseball player. So I go in his room every day and I'm like, those are my socks. Those are my, you know, my cleats and he's got all the sleeves and all the gear, lizard skins, batting gloves. And I'm like, those don't even fit you. Like,
yeah,
baseball takes them, so.
Well, the next thing you know, he's going to be asking his older bro for a J-Rod jersey.
That's pretty valuable. I need to get me a J-Rod jersey. I got to hang it up. I was
going to say, did you see the parade they had for him in his hometown?
I did. That was awesome. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Listen, we all know he's an amazing kid. We all know he is a fantastic baseball player. What's the one thing we don't know about him that you guys do?
I think, being around him a lot this year and kind of going up to the system together, you know, he's got a big personality and, you know, he's having fun all the time, but how genuine he is, you know, he really is super genuine to everybody in the clubhouse, you know, not just players, but coaches, you know, staff members, trainers, he's a genuine dude. And just for him to be around and, you know, how much he cares for everybody and, you know, how much how much fun you see he's having and, you know, how much he cares on the field and off the field. I think that's the thing that might go under the radars, you know, how genuine of a guy he is and, you know, how much he cares. And, you know, he always talks to you, you know, he asks about, you know, whatever's going on in your life or what you're doing, or he's a good dude, you know, helps you out a lot on the field too.
He's perfect, huh?
Yeah. It's hard to find fun guys like that, you know. It's kind of a generational type guy player.
I love that. And by the way, he could make like 500 mil.
Oh yeah, that's he's not gonna be hurting for money. I don't think he'll be hurting for money for a long time. So
as long as you guys are teammates, you ain't ever paying for dinner. I'm sorry.
No, he's paying for meals.
Yeah, like
time.
For the next like 5 decades.
Well, I don't know if I'll be around for 5 decades, but he's definitely going to be paying for him for the.
No, you hit him up when you're done. When you're done and you're an old man and you're watching your brother playing the show.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be. I'll make him buy dinner for my brother.
I love it. That's good.
Yo, what's up, guys? Producer Dan here real quick to let you know about DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Right now, everyone can earn up to 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, place a same game parlay, and combine multiple bets like which team will win, player props, point totals, and more. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win big. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code ROSE. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code ROSE. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Before we let you go, let's spin the wheel of moderately interesting things. Crushing it. Who was your first childhood crush celebrity? Who was the one you were like, oh yeah, awesome?
I probably got two.
Okay.
You got the obvious Jennifer Aniston. I mean,
what? Look at you go.
Jennifer
Aniston. That's my generation, by the way.
Well, I mean, I guess I caught her on the back end because she started doing a little more movies and and my sister was watching Friends, and I kind of got into Friends super late a couple of years ago. And
okay,
I got to see her there, and that was great. And then
you were big into Rachel. I see.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Okay.
Who doesn't love Rachel? And then I guess Megan Fox when she was in, you know, Transformers was just she was top of line there for multiple years. So she was a big one for me.
I don't want to say you've got a little Zach Wilson of the Jets in you, but you're going with people who are in their 30s and 50s. Okay. All right, Cal, I see you working.
Yes. I don't know about that. I think that's because it was when I was younger. I was like, you know, you see the actresses and you're like, and you know, you're like 12 years old or whatever. And you're like, whoa, that's a lot. That's a good time.
Nice. That is excellent. That's one of the better answers we've had. I'm digging that. I'm in. Listen, man, have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family. I appreciate you taking some time out during the off season. Which thumb is it? Which one?
Left thumb.
Oh, we okay?
Oh yeah, we're good. We've already been, you know, PTing it and you know, keeping it right. And we should be back. Surgery went well, and I'll be back here shortly. Back to swinging and back to full swing of it.
Okay. Is that because you miscaught a Luis Castillo changeup? You thought he was throwing 97 heater. He threw you a changeup instead.
Tell you what, that guy is unbelievable. He's
all good. You're good. You're fun. And you've got a creative GM that's going to be doing stuff in the off season. And Mariners baseball's back. It's great to see you guys back in the playoffs. And we can't wait to see what you guys have in store for 2023 and beyond.
I know. We're excited. We'll be ready to go next year.
You should be. Listen, man, have a great, great offseason. Thanks again. We appreciate you stopping by the Chris Rose Rotation. So a special shout out to our one-of-a-kind producer for the day, Dan Rourke. That is Cal Raleigh, also known as the Big Dumper. Check out a bobblehead coming your way in 2023 with the ash shaken and everything else. I am Chris Rose. We'll see you next time here on the Chris Rose Rotation, a production of John Boy Media.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.